Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. 17 till, I'm Jim Blasingame, little Robert Cray bringing us back, my favorite blues man. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Thanks for hanging out there. I hope you'll check it out when you get a chance. Lots of stuff there that will help you with your small business. You can read, you can listen, ask questions. You got 5 seconds, you got 1 minute, 3 minutes, 15 minutes on any topic under the Small Business Sun. We got something that will help you there, and it's all free thanks to our corporate partners, whom we appreciate very much, and we hope you do too. Don't forget, by the way, to take the poll question. We ask a different question every week on the homepage. We want to know what you think. Having a great visit with our good friend Jay Minks. Jay's Executive Vice President of Sales and Marketing at Insperity. Full disclosure, one of our great partners. Jay, thanks again for the business.
Well, I got to tell you, I tell all our sales folks to go to your website.
I appreciate that.
And, they're just a wealth of information, and it's rapid fire and up to date, and it's just a great resource.
I appreciate you saying that. Jay, you're managing a sales force in a really tough
environment.
You don't
manage a sales force. You try to hurt.
You're hurting these cats.
Yeah, nothing about it. You don't.
But you got what's no. It's true because these are high powered folks,
right?
And they're selling a sophisticated product, but yet you're doing it and you do it with grace and with humor. And I really mean that. I mean, you've seen my gray hair. You know my background. I've seen a lot of stuff in sales and sales management, and you're doing it well. And I'd like for you to share the audience. Talk to us about some of the best practices that you think are paying off for you guys.
Well, I think it starts with the reward system. You know, begins with your recruiting. Starts there. Got to have things in place. But the reward system has got to line up.
The reward system.
With whatever it is you're trying to achieve. And I was just talking to our handful of our senior management in our sales organization yesterday. And I said, look, here's what I assume. I assume that the behavior wasn't executed like we thought it was. It's our fault. We didn't reward it properly. We didn't communicate it properly. Because these folks, their goal in life is to maximize the comp plan.
Mm-hmm.
And so,
if you got the right salespeople, that's all that they go to bed thinking about. They wake up thinking.
That's
about.
Right. They're thinking about. There's a sense of what we find is people with a sense of urgency and a strong need for money. You know, and more money. And that's not a bad thing, Jim. And that's not, you know, some people want to vilify folks that because they want to make money, but money makes the world go round.
Right.
And it's money in the right people's hands. And our folks that we have that work for the organization are quality individuals.
Yeah.
They give back to their communities. They got their families, you know, they're supporting. And so it's not like we're giving people a bunch of money to go to Vegas.
Mm-hmm.
Although I'm sure Vegas is out there going, why not? Well, they can go once in a while.
Right. But no, I think you're right. You got to get the right people. And you guys,
right.
and you guys make sure that you hire the right people.
Yes.
And this is a lesson for small business owners. Small business owners are not as good at this. The hiring process is disdainful for us,
right,
a lot of small business owners.
Well, it's a distraction. It's oh my gosh, I got to go hire someone.
We're not good at it.
Right. That's why you need Insperity. A little free plug there.
Okay. What?
Okay.
And so, no, seriously, there are lots of things. There are lots of different ways you can just ask for references and call the references, for gosh sakes.
Yeah, the referrals are the best way. If people tend to hang out with people that are like them.
Right.
And so referrals are the best way. But when you have a large organization like we have, you really got to have a system of bringing people on board.
So get the right people and make sure you don't hire an accountant. No, nothing against accountants, but don't hire an accountant for being a salesperson.
Don't hire a friend because you like them. But you know that's what you.
Or because they got the gift of gab or whatever. You've got to have
the gift of gab is not selling.
Mm-hmm.
Gift of listening is selling. So, but
say really that again.
The gift of gabbing is not selling. The gift of listening is selling.
There you go.
You got to listen. I mean, it's just can't. I found in the sophisticated world we live in today, you can't talk anybody anything. You can't sell them anything. They're either going to buy it or not.
You got to make them believe, and you can't do that until you know what they're saying.
Yeah, exactly.
It means listening, folks.
Right.
This is going to be on the test.
Yeah.
All right. So now we got the right people, and now we got to line up their reward system, which includes compensation, recognition. What
incentives?
You know, incentives.
For example, let's see when we're going to do this. This afternoon, we're giving away a convertible, Camaro convertible, fully loaded, maxed out. One of our business performance advisors this afternoon who qualified.
Now, this is a national company, folks.
Right.
It's a big company. They're publicly traded, so they can pull stuff like this off. But that's the excitement thing,
right,
isn't it?
Yeah. It's a carrot and a stick, really.
Mm-hmm.
The carrot is the accountability. The stick, rather, is accountability. The accountability is saying, hey, Bob or Susie, what are you doing today?
Mm-hmm.
Can you show me what you did today?
Mm-hmm.
And the carrot is having fun and then have the recognition that comes with superior performance.
Right.
And the point, our goal is to raise those people that are the B players. Look, the C and D players aren't going to make it. They're just going to pass through your turnstile.
Right.
But those B players, you want to keep moving up to the A category. And the more you get of those, life
until
gets a lot
you get a stable of those. And so, whereas maybe you start out with 80% C's and D's and 20% A's and B's,
right.
Then you either turn the other guys into A's and B's or you get rid of them and you keep hiring. And right. Over time, this sales force that you have hasn't happened overnight. It's taken you guys a while.
It takes a long time.
Yeah.
And it takes a discipline. You talked about the economy earlier as an excuse, you know. We've had that for a while. For a while, it's an economic deal. But after a while, it's like, you know what? We got to start bringing business on
board. That's right.
At the level that grows this business, you know, double digit in terms of our revenue.
What about the hard decisions? Having when you have to let those, maybe somebody used to be an A and a B, right. Now they become a C or a D. You got to make hard decisions, don't you?
The way I describe it, well, it's kind of difficult because of our culture. Our culture is a family-oriented culture.
Right.
You know, I tell ourselves, look, I don't want anybody to leave. I want us to celebrate, you know, together every year and say hello and have a good time together. I don't want anybody to leave. I want everybody to stay. But the fact is that they are going to leave. And if you have the discipline's in place, you don't go through a lot of hand-wringing.
Mm-hmm.
It does hit your gut. Sure, some of these people, you love these people sometimes. You've got to love them. I describe it. You got to love them out the door.
Yeah.
Kick them. You don't kick them. You don't degrade them. You just
let them go be successful somewhere else.
That's exactly right.
And I'll tell you, sometimes they come back and thank you for it too, don't they?
That's happened to me.
That has happened. I'm sure.
As you get older, I noticed that older you get, I hate that part.
It's amazing. Hold on to that thought. Jay Meeks is our guest, folks. He's Executive Vice President, Sales and Marketing at Insperity. He and I will be right back. Tintail, stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.